Yo, this the legendary Cocaine, and you're checking out The Library with Tim Einenkel on www.rapstation.com.
All I know is coke and D. Go.
Out on these cut off streets.
Stick to the code.
Where the real niggas be from Detroit.
Live from the DET. We get them pies, but it's COD. Yeah.
When Nas signed Boldy James as his first artist on Masco Records, if you heard Boldy or not, you knew this artist was crazy talented. He recently dropped his latest EP, The Art of Rock Climbing, presented by DJ Butter, a strong album which features Eddie Stubbles, Reddy Rock, Tommy Guns, Russell P. Conway, and Cocaine. And the album also has great album artwork. Boldy James, welcome to the Library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
My pleasure, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking cockroaches, I came up undetained. That's why to this day it's hard for me to put this gun away. We let the drummers play. Quick to run the play. It's always gonna be a nigga hating. Look the other way. I try to turn the other cheek and pearl another sweet. Waiting on a good word. Heard it's gonna be a
cool. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
So let's start with the album artwork. It's of the Detroit hip hop founding fathers. It's on the heads of Mount Rushmore. You have J Dilla, Proof, Blade Icewood, and MC Breed, and it's you and DJ Butter scaling them. And you've talked about the different ways you could interpret this. You've said the art can be interpreted as showing how getting out of Detroit is akin to scaling a mountain. Another interpretation is a nod to your former rock singing days. And another interpretation is about chasing dead presidents. For you, if you were to take these interpretations and put them into, I guess, order of relevance to you and how they influence you as an artist and as a person, how would you order them?
Well, it all just boiled down, like, to simplify it, all just boiled down to, like, power move mountains, you know? And I just feel like I've been at this for so long that, you know, maybe I haven't made it as far in the rap game because I'm not as animated as a lot of people, or I'm not willing to exaggerate as much as they are. So to speak, like, my music be like, it be like true to self, but that can be like a gift and a curse, you know what I mean? Because if I say something crazy in one of my records and, you know, people who know me, they then get to questioning, like, am I speaking family business, or like, is that like permitted within the guidelines in which like govern street life? So I gotta be like careful about what I say, who I say it about, because up until the point I started rapping with Mass Appeal, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, completely removed from my former life and, like, you know what I'm saying, my past.
How, with being signed by Mass Appeal versus being an artist that wasn't, how has your writing or your influences or inspiration, how have that changed?
To me, I feel like I was doper when I didn't care as much to where what people thought about the music, but now that I know people listening and, you know, it's expectations that's supposed to be made, it's a certain bar that's supposed to be set. It's like, I'm too judgmental and too self-absorbed in the music I'm making right now, because it's not as fun as it was, as when it wasn't so, like, you know, detrimental that, you know, I gotta live up to the hype of certain things that come with just being in the music industry. You know what I mean? Like, the politics and the business behind the music, all that shit, like, it all, you know, play a role in the music I make. And plus, like, I've been a parent, you know what I'm saying, to children, you know what I'm saying? And I had a family since I've been maybe 24 years old. So my mindset is a lot different than the younger kids and the younger cats coming up, because, you know, I done been through all the bullshit that they about to go through.
All right.
And I done survived that shit. So me looking at it from the outside in, I'd just be trying to slow my roll and get ready to be an old man. And hopefully I'd be comfortable in my old life, you know what I mean? My past don't catch up with me.
I want to talk more about, I mean, the stories behind, creating the art of rock climbing. But prior to that, I want to talk about one of the founding fathers on the artwork, Jay Dilla. I talk about him because he's that producer that not a lot of people realize they were listening to when they were listening to him until after the fact.
I'm one of those people.
So when did you know you were listening to Dilla, and then what did it mean for you that this was a dude from Detroit that was having this significant impact on rap music and hip hop culture?
Okay, Jay Dilla was going through some legal issues. You know, this is even after he was deceased already. They were going through a lot of legal issues about his music. So I had got contacted maybe 7 years ago to work on some Dilla music. And somebody that I was working with let me know the importance of Dilla to my city and the whole Detroit lineage of, like, hip-hop. So I got in contact with the person that was in charge of organizing the shuffle that was going on with Dilla's music at the time. I met his mother, you know what I'm saying, real sweet lady, me and her. You know, we got a pretty good relationship, you know what I mean? If she seen me, she know who I was, speak to me, hug on me, kiss my face, all that, you know what I mean? Like, it's all love. And the person that was, you know, delegating most of her business for her, I was introduced to him through my man Killer Gans. His name JT, the guy who was in charge of the music, and he asked me, did I want to do a song on the Jay Dilla album, man? You know, I got informed on how important that was, so, you know, I stepped up to the plate, seized the opportunity, you know what I mean? And I made a song called Victory on the Rebirth of Jay Dilla album.
Can Creatures, Bodie Blacks, Drugs on 7-6 to H Pillar, Detroit City, home of Jay Dilla. Trying to do it way bigger than Blade did. For the D-Town and the May niggas, Underground Kings and them Grey diggers. On my Freddie Gibbs shit, straight killer. Cheese came home at this 8th winner. My niggas, we had to sit down and ate dinner. Drunk a fifth down, blew about 8 Swisses.
He yeah. Wrapped up since before he went. I performed at one of the Dilla Day shows at the Fillmore years back, maybe like 4 or 5 years back. And since then, I've realized how many people that Dilla has aided and assisted in their musical journeys towards success, you know what I mean? All around America. I didn't know how big overseas he was until, you know, I got to noticing. Like, even Nas respects Jay Dilla's craft, you know what I mean? Being one of the most prolific authors of my time, you know what I mean? That's like a badge of honor Dilla got to, you know, take to the grave with him even after he was dead, you know what I mean? Like, the blessings, they nonstop when you that iconic, you know what I mean? Like, and I didn't realize that, but now that, you know, I'm familiar with the legacy and the works of Dilla, you know, I always feel like, you know, that was just, you know, God just blessing me because he know how much I love the music. And this is a certain sound that I be looking for. So Dilla always had, like, the ill sample change up. He just had an ill style. Like, he make, like, left-handed beats. Like, he got, like, a Southpaw style, like, when it come to production. Mm. And I just admire his craft, you know what I mean? Like, especially now that I'm, you know, like, aware of, you know what I'm saying, the mark he made in the game, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's always salute to Dilla.
So I want to turn back to the art of rock climbing. You say that part of the, during halfway through making the EP, you had to go away due to probation violations and warrants. How, if at all, did the mission or the purpose of the art of rock climbing change with this break? And did you already have these tracks written, or were you writing them at the time?
A lot of the music was already recorded, and it was a couple records I did after, you know what I'm saying, I had got time served for the probation violation and shit. It wasn't nothing but some slap on the wrist shit, but it was just in this racist-ass county that, you know, they like to lock you up for a lot of petty shit, and they be stretching niggas out, so, you know, I just went through that for a minute, plus I was fighting a whole bunch of other cases, so I didn't know exactly when I was going to be getting released. When I was going to be getting released from the joint. But, you know, I made it through that, God bless, you know what I'm saying? And I got, as soon as I got out, I got straight back to work. You know, I hadn't released no music in 2 years because I was between managers. I had fired my manager, and I didn't find nobody to work with that was, you know, like, conducive to the shit that I was doing, you know, with my direction on the music, where I was trying to go with the shit. So I ended up finding somebody to work with that, you know, compliment what I do as well. So I put that together, and now I'm back up and running. And, you know, I was working the whole time. I had never stopped recording. Like, it's so many niggas in Detroit I've been working with, so many artists, like, that I listen to their music, and they probably don't even know I'm fans of them, you know what I mean? But I just love my city, so, you know, I never look down on none of the up and coming artists, even when I was the only one in the city with a record deal at the time. Like from my demographic of the type of street music that we make in Detroit City, from, like, you know, the real side of shit, not niggas, you know, get a chance to make records and create a brand new life, and they got a clean slate just because they rap. I'm talking about, like, you know, from niggas that's from the nitty gritty, niggas who can vouch and verify, like, you know, that I come from the same shit that we all trying to escape, you know. So, you know, I was, like, considered one of the chosen ones around my way, but I still never wore that on my sleeve in front of nobody that I felt like, you know, one day they could possibly, you know, exceed the way I took it to, you know what I'm saying? So I never judge a book before I read the motherfucker, you feel me?
Right, right, definitely. So what initially drew you to hip hop music and rap culture? And what is your kind of, what's your mission with this entire art form?
Just to get people to see life from my perspective and my standpoint, where I'm coming from, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, and be able to relate to people that, you know, represent the ghetto and the struggle, and, you know, people who overcome, like, you know, all type of adversity, just people that's persevering, you know what I mean? People who just know how to survive in whatever conditions, and they gonna make the best out of it. Like, that's what we represent where I'm from, like Detroit City. Like, I'll just be trying to get people like that big city boy outlook on life, you know what I mean? Because the country boys got the shit in the headlock right now. Like, they can just get on the track and say whatever and make it sound good because they partying with it. But me, I don't even really go out a lot. You know what I mean? Like, when I go out, it's business purposes or somebody trying to drag me off. You feel me? I ain't with all that shit. Like, I'll be in the studio, in the street somewhere, or at the crib with my kids trying to come up with a game plan to, you know, move us on to bigger and better things. You know what I mean? I'm never content with nothing but, you know, the love God got for me. You know what I mean? That's it. That's all I'm satisfied with. It ain't no amount of money I can count that make me feel like I could ever stop working, or it's not an accomplishment I can achieve and feel like, you know what I mean? I'm doing grand. You know what I mean? It's always work, work, work for me. Like, even when ain't no money being made, and niggas still be like brainstorming all type of shit so that you know, in the future, you know what I'm saying, that none of that time got wasted, you know what I mean, and they're all materializing something eventually, you know what I mean, and hopefully most of it's monetary, if not just about something that holds value, you know, so, I don't know, I got my head screwed on straight, nigga, just from a twisted up ass world, man.
The track Heavy in the Game, which might be one of my favorite on the album, you spit, and I won't ruin it, but you spit. Nazi to one mic. I told him all I need is one track.
I told him shit, all I need is one track. One thing, one nine, and one line that's untapped. A couple front runners and some drummers that a gun clap. Out the 500 on run flat. How the fuck you selling keys and they anteing up on the dub set? You can't be serious.
It's a verse for me that I feel like it's great because, and I could, and this, please let me know if I'm interpreting it correctly, but I feel like you're kind of telling multiple stories here or points of view, but using just, you know, one straight line. And it's kind of like the story of street life, but also a story for you of making music.
Exactly what it is. I just, because words can never pinpoint real life 110% accuracy, you know what I mean? So I try to, you know, be descriptive enough to damn near be as accurate as I can, you know what I'm saying, within reason and within the means of, like, you know what I'm saying, my reality, you know what I mean? Because I could get on the track and say anything, but I got to say shit that I'm good with. Before I even release the music to y'all, I got to make sure that I'm 100 with the shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
How do you come up with like that verse? I mean, what is the writing process for you? Like, do you remember where you were at the time when you wrote that, I guess, that particular song?
I was at, I want to say one of the Dramatics, worked with one of my homeboys and he was producing and he had a studio. And my homeboy Hank, he locked up right now. He was with me. And they played the beat. And I wasn't too, like, sure that was the right beat at that moment. But my man, he told me, like, hey, this just sound different. Like, see what you could do on this. Like, come up with some crazy shit on this. And he was like, this would be nobody would pick. But I think you would sound good on it. So I got to fucking with it, and when I got done with it, the end result of it, the finished product, shit, they was fucking with that shit. So, you know, I had to sit on it for a minute because that's just how I am with my songs. You know what I mean? Like, it's rare that I just make something fresh off the press and be like, well, we putting this shit out tomorrow. Like, no song, you know what I'm saying? It's like, even if I do top the last song, I'm trying to top the next one. You know what I mean? Like, that's just my mind state, man. I'm, like I said, like, I ain't never full enough, but I ain't never hungry enough neither, though. But at the same time, I feel like a nigga be starving and I ain't eating.
I was reading a review on The Art of Rock Climbing, and the journalist threw out a sentence, which I, in turn, will turn into a question. So the question would be, so obviously people are wondering, but, you know, obviously you're the first person signed by Nas to Mass Appeal Records. And I think people are wondering, because you're obviously so talented at what you do, will 2017 be the year that we hear a Boldy James and a Nas on the same track?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I already got tracks. I already got tracks with Nas. It's just about time and like perfect execution, as my man Holiday say. You gotta execute. Like, we can sit there and come up with a million ideas and bounce them off each other all day playing ping pong, but, you know, the objective is to score. You know what I'm saying? The objective is to bring the trophy home. Shit. You know? Like the Super Bowl, you seen it. You know what I'm saying? Never, you know what I'm saying? It ain't over till it's over, baby. Yeah. Like I say, we always trying to be creative and come up with ideas to make new money. That's what we are. city of the Fly Guys. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Niggas just be sitting around fresh on off Randy Tuesday. Ain't even shit to do. Everybody just sitting in the studio fresh as hell. We ain't even got shit to do. We about to smoke a shitload of weed and come up with some more creative ideas to make more money. That's all we on.
What's next for you? I understand that you're dropping a new project.
Mm-hmm. The House of Blues is coming in 3 weeks. Exactly 3 weeks. What's today's date? The 7th?
The 7th.
You got 20 days.
I mean, I guess how should listeners like look out for what you're doing and, you know, obviously get The Art of Rock Climbing, but also the new album once it drops?
The Art of Rock Climbing was the taste tester for all my fans who I know I've been stalling them out and not dropping no music. So I just gave them a project just to get off craps. It's still with some good dope, though. But this new batch, yeah. I'm about to make their mamas, I'm about to have their mamas shaking that ass on the couch off this one. We about to get granny up out of her wheelchair. We gonna make a move a little bit on this, and cause they ain't know I could bounce a little bit and still keep it within, like, you know, in reason of what I do, like what you know I do on the hip hop end. I really didn't like over party, like I said, it's hard for me to be animated. Even when I be thinking I'm turned up, I'm really mild as hell. Mm-hmm. So I gotta, like, I don't know, different strokes, different folks, you know what I'm saying? I'm just the laid back, cool, kind of collective type, you know?
Bodie James, recent album is The Art of Rock Climbing. Make sure to check out his new work in 3 weeks, February 27th. Bodie, thank you so much for joining me in the library with Tim Idekel on rapstation.com.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you, bro. My pleasure. Please roll by.
Concrete. Do we really get them in, nigga? Ass go. We had just bumped into my man's off of Jefferson and Casual. He got an outstanding balance and it was passed through. Last time a nigga had this happen was a bad dude. Sent me on a dummy run for a honey bun. Wanted me the fronty one every time he grabbed two. The last few times he ain't bring all the cash through. Came short and he still owe up for them last two. It ain't no hassle to point him at you. I would hate to, but I'd be more than glad to. Cause Bodie been a hitter since a little rascal. By my family and my business like my brother Costco. And my rich habit hoodie sticking to the dress code. Counting money on the shitter, I'm a rich asshole. $100 bill or finna get my tax on. The plug don't know my name, he just know I get that bag on. Nigga threw me to the woods, ran off on the plug. And dug his own grave, but it was never love. Living in the streets, where everything is done. Catches up with you eventually, so I just let him run. The first rule of thumb, yeah. Pinky ring on freeze. And my trigger finger on my gun. Ring finger married to the street. Ain't got no heat, better get you some. Strap up, they gon' send me back to the clean. Show if I get caught with another gun. With my ring finger married
he's
to the
street.
And my middle finger
to
the judge.
More money, more snakes, I keep the grass cut. Just bought a shot and with the beam, I teared up. Drink got this big rocking like a house party. Got a rack thin back, Greyhound shouted. Big wood, 7 grams all waxed out. 6 ounce, 2 dudes, 500 to cash out. Country boys rocking Robins, I'm a cold boy. Lactose flour, little sugar, be the cut boy. I'm finessing food dangle, my work be A1. Shit, you only good as your plug and my nigga day one. 8 race, caught once, a little weak case. Shit, I went back to the block with the spree.
Nigga threw me to the woods, ran off on the plug. And dug his own grave, but it was never love. Living in the streets, where everything is done. Catches up with you eventually, so I just let him run. The first rule of thumb, yeah. Pinky ring on freeze. And my trigger finger on my gun. Ring finger married to the street. Ain't got no heat, better get you some. Strap up, they gon' send me back to the clean. Show if I get caught with another gun. With my ring finger married to the street.
Yeah. Cockney in his business of high beamers. Block full of hemas, so that pot getting greener. Yeah. Biz top to the penis, shorty hot like Selena. They drop a Pasadena, rock up like Farina. Corona Queens, my whole team is the money crew. Tell you what that money do, a bitch will let a donkey screw. Make a nigga gun at you, nigga make a funny move. Come through with the mummy juice, blade to make your tummy ooze. Bags and scales, all hell to the royal team. Shout out to them boys from that Detroit scene. My blue magic. Got the attic on the toilet lean. That white girl make her head twirl, but that boy is mean. Block on lock, rake, rock with the loyalist fiends. Me and camouflage screams like I'm deploying Marines. All you gotta do is send them out to that boy is the queen. Yeah, KGR but a motherfucker.
Respect your both ways. Mad respect.
I love her business.
You know what I mean? Bad respect.
You owe. Niggas should not have to remind you. Something is down. You ain't gotta skip time on a nigga. Dang.
Everybody out here trying to get something out of this game. A lot of people going and they ain't got it embedded in their heart. You know, it's not even in their heart. They just want to do it because they want to ride the caddies, they want to ride the Benzes, the Scourges, or whatever the hell they can get in to look good. Ride, put some 20s on whatever, Volkswagen, they don't care, you know? They just want to get down.